Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 16th week after the Sunday of Trinity Tuesday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 86, verses 8 through 15. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Our scripture lesson comes from Romans chapter 5, verse 15. If many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. At times, God suffers a man to experience fear and distress, pain and sorrow. He suddenly finds himself in a world which seems to have no God. A man loses his sight, he becomes lame, he develops dropsy. God even lets him die like the widow's son in this gospel. All men are God's creatures, and he can do with them as he pleases. Why does God create or suffer such situations? He is restoring here to extreme measures to keep us ever mindful of his goodness. John reports that on one occasion, Jesus and his disciples came upon a man who was, quote, blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. That's John 9, 1 through 3. He means to say, God wants to be praised in this blind man. God sees that the treasures of the whole world do not move us. Hence, he must take some drastic action. Out of pure grace, he sets a blind man before our eyes so that we come to recognize what a precious gift we possess in the gift of sight. And since we do not recognize his goodness and grace in something advantageous, we are compelled to note it and recognize it from something disadvantageous. This man was born blind so that men might come to their senses and declare, Merciful God, what a precious gift and what a blessing it is to have a healthy body and a fresh countenance. But no one takes it to heart in this way. Let us pray. Grant us grace at all times, Heavenly Father, to interpret your blessings for what they are, acts of your grace and mercy, so that we may both acknowledge your mercy and grace and return you due thanks for it. In and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.